Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a pretty rigid DJ intro and turn it into something that feels alive, dusty, and human, using resampling workflows enabled in Live 12. This is advanced stuff, but the idea is simple. Instead of letting a loop repeat like a machine, we're going to record it, edit it, record it again, and use those audio passes to build personality into the intro. That's a huge deal in jungle and old school DNB, because the intro has to do two jobs at once. It has to be usable for DJs, but it also has to sell the identity of the track before the drop hits, so the vibe we're aiming for is not perfectly polished. We want that broken radio energy, that worn dubplate feeling, that half-human, half-tape machine movement. Think micro-timing shifts, ghost notes, slightly unstable percussion, filtered bass hints, and little effects details that feel performed rather than copy-pasted. First thing, set up your arrangement so it's easy to work fast. Give yourself a clean intro section, usually 16 or 32 bars before the drop. Keep your lanes organized, one group for drums, one for low-end or bass hints, one for atmospheres and effects, and one audio track set to resampling. That resample track is going to be your performance recorder. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and leave it ready. The point here is that when the loop starts feeling good, you print it. Don't just keep tweaking MIDI forever. We want to capture movement and then shape the audio like tape. Start with a tight 1-bar or 2-bar break loop. If you're using an Amen style break or any classic jungle break, chop it in a way that leaves some personality in the timing. Don't quantize every single hit into a dead grid. In fact, that little push and pull is part of the magic. Use the groove pull lightly. Something like an MPC-style swing with a little timing and velocity movement can do a lot. You don't need heavy swing here, just enough to make the loop breathe. Keep the kick and snare more stable and let the ghost hits, hats, and top percussion beat a little looser. That contrast is what makes the groove feel played instead of programmed. If you have a sub-pulse or a low rumble under the intro, keep that clean and mono. Don't let stereo effects mess with your low end. Use utility if needed to keep the width locked down. In DNB, the intro can be dirty, but the foundation still needs to translate on a system. Once the loop is feeling good, record it. Route the drum group to the resample track and capture 4 to 8 bars. This is your first pass. Think of it like printing a take from a piece of hardware, not bouncing a perfect loop. If the timing has tiny imperfections, great. If the snare feels a touch loose in a way that still works, even better. That's the human feel we're after. Now take that recorded audio and edit it like a performance phrase. This is where the intro starts becoming musical instead of loop-based. Slice the audio into 1-bar or 2-bar chunks and create small variations. Maybe bar 1 is the clean statement of the break. Bar 2 answers it with an extra hat or ghost snare. Bar 3 drops a kick. Bar 4 adds a reverse tail or tiny fill. Then repeat that idea with some evolution. This is a great place to use the idea of call and response. If 1 bar lands with a strong snare hit, let the next bar answer with a filtered percussion burst, a small reverse, or a short FX puff. That conversation between sounds creates motion without overcrowding the intro. You can also use warp carefully if you need to, but don't overcorrect everything. If the resample has a little drift, that's part of the character. The more you stretch and force it back into perfect alignment, the more you risk flattening the groove. Use edits first, warping second. Now comes the fun part. Print another generation. Add a little processing to the drum bus or FX bus, then resample again. This is where the intro starts feeling like it was processed in a real world, not just assembled in a DAW. A light chain might include drum bus for punch and density, saturator for warmth and grit, auto filter for slow movement, echo for short throws, and a tiny bit of redux if you want some crust. Don't go overboard. The goal is not to destroy the sound. The goal is to fuse the break, the texture, and the movement into one cohesive layer. When you print that second pass, it often feels more intentional than the original because the processing and the performance have been captured together. That's one of the big advantages of resampling. It creates glue that plugins alone don't always give you. From here, shape the arrangement with automation like a DJ is mixing the track in by hand. Keep it subtle and functional. DNB intros usually work better with layered changes than with huge obvious sweeps. Automate the filter slowly open over time. Bring in a little more saturation in the last few bars. Use echo only on certain snare hits or fills. Maybe automate a small gain lift or dip with utility to create tension before the drop. The key is to stagger those moves so everything doesn't happen at once. If every parameter climbs together, it can feel too predictable. A good structure is to keep the first 8 bars relatively stripped. Then every 4 bars, that's something you wake up. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are just filtered break and atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8 add ghost percussion and a little low rumble. Bars 9 to 12 bring in more detail and a snare fill. Bars 13 to 16 open the filter, increase drive, and set up the drop. Now let's talk about bass hints, because in darker DNB and jungle intros, you usually don't want to reveal the full drop too early. Instead, tease it. A filtered re-swell, a short sub pulse, or a dark FM stab can work really well in the last 8 bars. The trick is to keep it restrained. The bass hint should suggest energy, not announce the full hook. Filter the low end carefully, keep the sub mono, and let the upper harmonics carry the mood. If you want more menace, a tiny pitch fall or a bandpass movement can do a lot with very little. At this point, do one more print if needed. Capture the fully automated section as your final performance pass. Then compare that printed version to the live version. Sometimes the print will be tighter and more coherent. Sometimes the live version will keep more energy. Choose the one that feels best. Now check the mix like a DJ would. Listen in mono. Make sure the sub is stable. Make sure the break still punches after all the resampling and processing. Watch out for harshness in the upper mids, especially if the break got crunchy. And trim any clipped peaks or rough edits so the intro sounds intentional, not accidental. This is also where you want to ask the right question if something feels off. Don't just pile on more processing. Ask whether the problem is timing, velocity, texture, or repetition. Usually, the answer is one of those four, and fixing the right one gets you to the human feel much faster than adding another plugin. A really strong advanced move is to use contrast between generations. Keep one pass cleaner and more readable, then layer a dirtier, slightly less stable version underneath. That way the intro still works for DJ mixing, but it has character and motion underneath the surface. If you want to push the old school or jungle vibe harder, you can do a few extra things. Try a ghost room layer, print a short reverb, high pass it, and tuck it under the break. That gives you old tape space without washing out the groove. Or create a worn sampler feel by resampling the same phrase at slightly different settings, then layering those versions quietly together. For the final 4 bars before the drop, a short echo throw on one snare or percussion hit can be huge. Keep the feedback low so it creates anticipation instead of clutter. And if you want the ending of the intro to feel even more powerful, sometimes the best move is not more volume, but a little instability. Make the final bars feel more alive and slightly unruly right before everything locks into the drop. The big idea here is that humanizing a DJ intro is not about randomizing everything. It's about performance passes. Record a move, edit the result, record again after a small change, and build the intro from those printed moments. That's how you get that living, breathing jungle and old-school DNB energy without losing the DJ utility of the arrangement. So if you remember one thing from this lesson, remember this. Resampling is not just a bounce. It's a composition tool. It lets you turn a programmed loop into a performed feeling intro with swing, grime, drift, and tension. Alright, your challenge is simple. Build a 16-bar intro starting with a break loop and atmosphere, add light swing and a few bass note edits, resample it, slice it into phrases, automate a filter sweep and an echo throw, then print a second pass with gentle drum bus and saturator. Check the low end in mono, and compare the original loop to the resampled version. You should hear the difference immediately. If the intro feels more alive, more worn, and more like it belongs to the track, you nailed it. And when that drop lands, it's going to hit so much harder, because the intro already told the listener a story.